You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Wrapping it up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, the kid here, the Browns preseason opener. All right, guys, who, if you wanted to give me right now, we'll go around three stock up and three guys who need to step up for you going forward. Three stock up, who guys raise their stock in your eyes, and three guys who need to step up going forward for you for this team to be where you want it to be. And the kid, I will start with you. We'll go. You can go 1-1-1-1. We'll each do one. We'll go around three. We'll go around the horn three times.
Well, you know, I know that he's looked good in the in the camps and all that, but this was the first game action, and I got to go with Josh McCown. Stock up, stock down. I hate to beat a dead horse again, but Justin Gilbert. I mean, give me a break.
That should be memes or whatever. Justin Gilbert, give me a break.
Give me a break. I believe Josh McCown is one of them for me too. But after last year's preseason game and what the last taste of Johnny Manziel we had, I got to think Johnny Manziel is a slightly stock up guy in my mind. And to coincide with you, Justin Gilbert, stock down. Dude, you were drafted 8th overall. You've got $13 million in your pocket guaranteed, so you don't necessarily need to do nothing. But I'm just not seeing the love of the game on the football field. I'm not seeing a yearning for playing well and that it actually matters to you, that you are a complete hindrance to your team and a liability when you're on the football field.
Well, and I also got
that should bother a guy.
I got the sense, too, that this is an interesting one because fans can get upset about a first-round pick that doesn't perform well, but you almost get the sense that the players after that play were not happy. And I don't know if it's about, you know, because it's a first-round pick and he's got all his guaranteed money and he hasn't done anything, or if, listen, we draft this guy, we want him to be helping us because we all want to win. But it doesn't seem like – it seems like it's more – I'll just say this, it seems more than it's just the fans that are not happy with the lack of progress.
You know what it is? And in this case – do you think Tashaun Gibson wants to be questioned at all that his call was right or misinterpreted by Justin Gilbert and be pulled into the ball of wax because someone dropped the ball? No, you want to be reliant as an individual on the other 10 guys when you're out there. You know, when you go back and watch another film, you can communicate that, but that was clear as day that a call was made from Tashaun to Justin Gilbert. Justin Gilbert, of course, did not see it or did not communicate it, that he got that signal. So, yes, you question Justin Gilbert as the corner, but then a lot of people in football minds can go, well, Tashaun Gibson could potentially be in the wrong as well, and you don't want to become a liability because of someone else dropping the ball in communication.
All right, my first round here, stock up, step up, stock up. Travis Benjamin, I think he's showing that he absolutely deserves to be on this roster. My step up is, first, we're going to start off, Justin Gilbert's got to do a better job than we saw him do in this game today. All right, kid, round two.
Bibbs, stock up. I think he made the team last night, solidifying everything that you guys have been talking about in practice. And I'm going to say stock down only because you were all over this guy as the cure to AIDS. Rob Housler, you know, I think don't let the door hit you on the way out.
All right, I'm going to go stock up. My guy that I've touted and the one individual that I wanted to see play this football game right there in the middle, Danny Shelton. I'm enamored with who he is as a player because of what he means to the players around him. Stock down. I'm going to say Josh Lenz stock down. After the practices that he's had thus far out here in Berea, living up to the billing and playing very well in the orange and brown scrimmage, not much from him, couldn't get open, couldn't separate, because if he did, the ball would have been headed his way just as it has been in practice.
Yeah, I'm going to say stock up for me. EJ Bibbs continues to look like a guy who was determined to be on this team and who should be on this team. I think he's going to be that kind of a player. And then my step-up guy, another guy who's got to really step up and show me something, I'm going to go with Michael Bowie, because I was expecting Michael Bowie to be look very good against second, third-teamers. He should be dominant, and he was not. And so that was concerning to me. All right, kid, round three.
Round three, I'm going to say, even though he was expected to be good, Brian Hartline last night to me looked like a number one wide receiver. And it looked like when we need a completion, we go to Brian Hartline. And also on my stock down, I'm going to go again, because you've been singing his praises for a year and a half, Michael Bowie look to me like he's going to be selling Cadillacs next week.
Stock up Brian Hartline. I completely agree. The fact that he's playing like a number one wide receiver, and in this case right now, he is a number one wide receiver. Stock down, not necessarily anybody that participated in the game. Terrell Pryor, Dwayne Bowe, get healthy and become a viable option for this football team at wide receiver.
I'm going to go my last stock up. I'm going to go Hayes Pollard showed something to me. I'd also give Marlon Moore an asterisk. I think he solidified his spot with that special teams play. And again, another guy who's got who stops down, I would say, Josh Lenz as well. Andy Lee stock up, but, I mean, we know how good he was. By the way, I just watched on the tape of that play. It was clearly a cover three that they were running. Single high safety to Sean Gibson, cover three on the outside, and Gilbert just didn't
you
go
You know what
back.
Three means? Two corners are a deep third and a free safety
in
is
the
deep
middle.
Third.
Yep, so Tremont went down on his side. Gilbert just did not blew the call there. All right, coming up next, the Golden Boys. Thanks to Dan Wetzel. Thanks to the kid, Matt Wilhelm. I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Happy Friday, everybody.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.